There's a whitewater park in the works near Basalt, and the Key is now figuring out how many amenities it should have. Jason Carey stands next to the Roaring Fork River, where between Two Rivers Road and Highway 82, upstream of the confluence with the Frying Pan River. Carey is a river engineer and says we're near a really good place to put in a whitewater park because water runs swiftly here. And
in this location where they dumped all the riprap, part of what that did was make the river work differently to create these longer pools. So that also supports the recreational experience.
By riprap, he means large rocks to help stabilize the area.
The river took out Two Rivers Road in the big floods of 1995 and wiped out a big section of the road. It was repaired in emergency fashion, i.e. while it was still flooding, they just dumped boulders and rocks into the river to try and rebuild the riverbank and the road.
The bank is now unstable, and putting in a whitewater park would also mean rebuilding it, ensuring the road is safe. But the real reason for the park proposal is to make it possible for Picken County to make sure there's enough water in the river, period. The Roaring Fork can get pretty low when it's dry and people with more senior water rights are using a lot of water. With a whitewater park as a recreation opportunity, Picken County can legally request a certain amount of water stay in the river. So the county's Healthy Rivers Board is working with Carey and others to design a fun place to play in the river.
Really what we're looking for now is the community's input on streamside improvements and amenities.
Lisa McDonald is with Picken County. She's the staff liaison for the Healthy Rivers Board, and she says they want to make sure they know whether locals want
simple restorative place or a community event type space. We had to start somewhere, you know, it's like, do we go all out or do we just keep it simple and quiet?
Picken County is accepting comments on the matter until the end of today. McDonald says they'd prefer to receive those comments sooner rather than later, but if they arrive next week, those comments will be considered. Picken County is lining up other governments to help pay for the park. Construction is expected to begin late this summer. Elise Thatcher, Aspen Public Radio News.